It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Check this out. A guy was busted smuggling drugs from Colombia to Spain last month because of his silly high toupee. The police were a little suspicious of why the guy's hairpiece was riding so high on his head. Well, it turned out he had $33,000 worth of cocaine under it.
Okay. All right. I'm going to top you, actually, I'm going to bottom you, actually.
Okay. I mean, you think of all the places you could hide the cocaine.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
And he probably thought to himself, I'm not going to hide it there there.
No. No.
Safest place might be on my head.
Right.
The 66-year-old high-ranking government official, it sounds like a story out of Russia.
Yes, it does, doesn't it?
This is in Iowa, was recently forced to resign because of his obsession with Tupac.
I'm sorry, wait a minute. A high-ranking official in Iowa? Mike, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
High-ranking official
listen to the
in
Tupac.
Iowa.
Yes.
Okay. All righty.
Everybody, you listen to Tupac. We would celebrate his birthday.
Why don't y'all listen to Tupac there, huh?
Or that. That
wow.
included him playing the music in his office, sending emails to 4,000 of his employees telling them to commemorate Tupac's birthday.
Okay. Wow, man. I mean, good on him for, keeping him alive. But, wow.
Not everybody shares in your passion.
No, but you know what? Why don't you make your way to Vegas? Because Elvis is still alive here. And there are a lot of people who believe that.
Thank you.
You'll be fine here. You'll blend right in, dude. You'll blend right in. Mike, here you go. Florida. Guy was arrested for hiding drugs as well, but he hid them there, right in the butt cheeks.
You
go. And he almost got away with it, but he was pulled over for speeding. An officer said, you know what? We smell marijuana. I was like, what? It's not me. And then later he confessed and said, it is me. And then that one guy, the rookie, had to remove the 12 baggies.
It's always the rookie.
Aw, man.
Rook.
Seriously?
Come on, Boot.
I don't want to do it again, you guys. Jeez, yeah, he had pot, he had heroin, he had the whole bit. I don't know how are you, like, I mean, there's got to be some filing going on when you're putting that away,
And it's all, he got stopped because he was speeding.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I would speed too if I had that much stuff.
Well, if you're smuggling drugs in your butt, you might want to do the speed limit.
Or find somebody to drive you.
Yes, exactly.
That is a little bit more focused on the...
Boy. And then there's this out of Tennessee. Guys, the police department there is asking residents to please refrain from flushing drugs down the toilet to prevent meth gators. So they don't want they don't want meth gators. But you're welcome, Sci-Fi Network. Meth Gator NATO, huh? Meth Gator NATO.
I never thought about where the drugs actually go.
Yeah.
But
meth
you're right.
Gators. We're going to have nothing but meth gators, Cletus. Get it out of there. Meth gators, I'm telling you. What are they listening to? That EDM music? What the hell is that? Turn it off, Cooter. Turn it off. It's Wednesday. That's your other news.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.